that he did before, we are still experiencing it because it never changes. You know, it never fails. When we depend on him, he never fails us. Hallelujah. Amen. He remains the same God, the one that passed the Red Sea. Hallelujah. The one that is still doing it. Yours might not be a Red Sea. Yours might be something else that is parting. Hallelujah. He is still the same God. Praise the Lord. So the theme for this month is there is power in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we read the book of Philippians 2, 9 to 11 the other, last week. So the theme for today is the Lord is a strong, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Praise the Lord. The reason why I'm excited to be in the presence of God is because I know that each time I come before the throne of God, each time I'm in the presence of God, things happen. Praise the Lord. Because it's my defense, it's my shield. Hallelujah. That's why whenever we call on him, he answers. Hallelujah. So the Lord is a strong tower in times of trouble, fearful and scary times. The name of the Lord is a place of safety, which God has promised us to those who run to him. He has promised us that when we run to him, he will be a what? A place of safety for us. He will defend us. He will be a shield. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is an expression of the whole character of God. Praise the Lord. You know, when you call somebody's name, I'm going to use an example of Daniel. Praise the Lord. That is his name, right? You know him that he plays the piano. You know him, if he has a book that has written his name, you say, oh, that is Daniel's book, right? Praise the Lord. So his name is associated with him. Anytime that we see something that he has done, we associate it with him, the things that he can do. Praise the Lord. So God's name cannot be separated from him. Praise the Lord. That's why he said, Jesus Christ is the Word of God. The Word of God. Praise the Lord. That's why when we are reading the Word, when we apply the Word of God, there is healing. When we apply the Word of God, when we speak the Word of God, there is healing, there is breakthrough. Why? Because he is powerful. Hallelujah. Because it's powerful, that's why when we call, sometimes somebody say, oh, is it when I call on Jesus? There are different ways in which we call on him. It can be in worship. It can be in praying. Hallelujah. He can be speaking his word. Let's read Proverbs 18 verse 10 and John. No, we're going to read Psalm 148, 7 to 14 that our sister read. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is saved. Hallelujah. The rich man's wealth is a strong city and has an high wall in his own concert. But thank God that we have the name of the Lord. Because wealth will fail. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen anyone that died and the wealth is taken, you know, buried with the money? No. Have you not seen people that have the money, but the money cannot buy wealth? Money cannot buy peace. Praise the Lord. Money cannot buy healing, health. Hallelujah. But the name of the Lord can save. The name of the Lord can deliver. Praise the Lord. Why? Because his name is who he is. It's an expression of his being. It's an expression of his character. It's an expression of his power. Praise the Lord. That's why his name is saved. Let's look at Psalm 148, 7 to 14. Some people, when you praise God, things happen. Sometimes you get our healing. Sometimes we get our breakthrough. Sometimes, you know, we get our peace just from praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 148 says, praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all this. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowls. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth. Both young men and maidens, old men and children. So let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Hallelujah. He's also exalted the horns of his people. The praise of all is said, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I want to read New King James version of that. No, NIM, New Living Translation. I'm going to read 13. He said, I'm going to read from 13. If you can put it, you can. New Living Translation. He said, let them all praise the name of the Lord, for his name is very great. His glory towers over the earth and heaven. His glory towers over the earth and heaven. He has made his people strong, honoring his faithful ones. The people of Israel who are close to him, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So when you're praising God in times of need, in times of trouble, what happens? God shows up. When you're praising him. Because what is going on there when you're praising him, what you're acknowledging him. You're acknowledging his name. You're acknowledging that he's the Lord of your life. Praise the Lord. That's when he shows up. When you call his name, he shows up. When you praise, he shows up. When you pray, because in praying, you're acknowledging his name. In praise, you're acknowledging his name. In worship, you're acknowledging his name. So he shows up. Hallelujah. And by your faith in his word, you're acknowledging his name. That's where we get our healing. That's where we get our peace. It is only in him that we can get our breakthrough. Hallelujah. It is only in him that we can overcome. Hallelujah. That's why it's saying, for his name is very great. His glory towers over the earth and heaven. His glory. Hallelujah. So I want us to know that it's not just when we say, oh, in the name of Jesus, I cancel that. But when you acknowledge that he's what he says he is, he responds because you're calling his name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we need to, as Christians, acknowledge him at all times. Call his name. Hallelujah. I've told us that how do you call on the name of the Lord? You can call him to praise and worship. The Bible says Paul and Silas. What happened to Paul and Silas in the prison? They prayed and they sang. The Bible said they prayed and they sang. And what happened? The Spirit of God came. God showed up and set them free. We can read that in the book of Acts 16, 25 to 38. God showed up. Hallelujah. Acts 16, 25 to 38. All they did, that's why I said it's not just how do you call on the name of the Lord? They called him through prayer and worship. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible said the prison doors were opened. They couldn't have done that by themselves. It's around midnight. Paul and Silas, they were praying and singing hymns. Hymns is a means of worship. It's a means of acknowledging God and his power. And the other prisoners were listening. They were hearing. They didn't do it. They were not, you know, silent about it. They didn't care who was hearing and who was not. They were just worshiping God. I don't know if you have been in that. There's a certain situation that you are in. It looks as if, you know, every area is just dark. You just decide, let me praise the Lord. Let me just worship the Lord. And God shows up. Hallelujah. He says, suddenly there was a massive earthquake and the prison was shaken to its foundation. And all the doors immediately flew open and the chains of every prisoner fell off. That is God. What did they do? They were calling his name through what? Prayer and praise. Through prayer and worship. Praise the Lord. Bible said the jailer woke up to see the prison doors were wide open. He assumed the prisoner had escaped. So he drew his sword to kill himself. But Paul shouted to him, stop, don't kill yourself. We are all here. Praise the Lord. Because it was the Lord that opened the door for them. Hallelujah. The Lord is still doing the same. If we believe. If we believe. Hallelujah. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, we think that, oh, we have given our life to Christ. But when you gave your life, was there a conviction? Praise the Lord. Was there a conviction? Because is that conviction that will make you? They were convicted. You know, you hear some people that will say, oh, some children say, we're born into Christianity. We've been Christian. You've seen some musicians. They've been there for forever. But as they got older, they're not very popular. They stray away from the kingdom. It's not because they want to, but because they were not grounded in it. Praise the Lord. Because it's one thing to say, I'm giving my life to Christ. Before you can say, I'm giving my life, that means you have that conviction. Praise the Lord. You can be going to church, but if you have not given your life to Christ, because you got convicted and said, Jesus Christ is actually Lord. I have to confess that he is the Lord of my life. And when there's altar call, you go out. There are some people that will go out for altar call, not because they are convicted, but because they see people. Some people go out because they see that, oh, I'll be the only one sitting down. It doesn't work that way. That's why in times of adversity, you see people running, etter scatter, going to where they're not supposed to be. We need to check ourselves at this time. It's a question that we have to ask ourselves. Have I actually given my life to Christ? Even our children, our spirits, during your time of ask, you know, give them an opportunity to give their life to Christ. They are not too young. Give an altar call to them. Because we see many children straying off when they become older. They were all brought up in Christian homes. Even most of us adults, I wasn't brought up in a Christian home anyway, but most Christians, most people that you see in the church, you discover that those people that actually found God themselves, that God called themselves, that you see that they are still holding on because they got that conviction and said, Jesus Christ is the Lord. I will serve him. We need to have an encounter that will change our lives in the name of Jesus. Because Paul had that encounter. They knew him. That is why when they were in prison, they were not crying. They knew that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous will run in and they'll be saved. God can deliver us. It does not matter how bad that situation is, because it's God. Hallelujah. He's God. You know, Psalm 147, that verse 13, it says, for his name is what? Very great. That means that he is what? Great. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John 14, 7 to 10, you know, if you have seen Jesus, that means you have seen what? God. If you have seen me, that means you have seen my Father. That tells us that power that is embedded in that name, that power in Jesus, is the power of God be manifested. Hallelujah. I want us to go to John 14, 7 to 10. Hallelujah. To everyone who comes on the name of the Lord will be saved. How are you calling him? How are you calling him? The question that we have to ask ourselves. How are you calling me? If you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. That's what he told them. He said, you do know him and you have what? Seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Jesus replied, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? He said, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Praise the Lord. The reason why I read the scripture is for us to know that the power in his name is the power of God manifested. Praise the Lord. So when we call him, he does. He answers. Romans 10, 10. He said, when we call on his name, how do you call on his name? In praise. and worship by faith in his name. Hallelujah. Romans 10:13. Hallelujah. And I want us to read for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be what? Saved. Praise the Lord. That's why it said in Mark 9, verse 23. He said, all things are what? Possible. All things are what? Possible. Mark 9. Hallelujah. And we're also going to open Malachi 4:2. So what do you mean? If I can, Jesus asks, anything is possible if a person will believe. So when you believe in his name, there will be what? Miracle. Because it shields us. You know, it shields us when we look at the story of the woman that was caught in adultery. What happened to her? In John 8, 4 to 11. The Bible says Jesus was there and they brought the woman and said, this is, she was caught in adultery and the Lord that should be stoned to death. You know how many people have died like that? So many. John 8, 4 to 11. You know how many people have died? Well, thank God. She had an encounter. They brought her to somebody they didn't know that Jesus was going to save her. He's a savior. He's not a killer. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. He said, teacher, they said to Jesus, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. The Lord Moses says to stone her, what do you say? What will he say? He that said, I've come that they may have life, John 10, and have it more abundantly, right? So what will they say? What will he say? That's what he has come to do. He said, I've not come for those that are right, those that are good, those that, you know, I came for those that are sick. And this situation is a case of sickness, is a case of turbulence, is a case of trouble. I've come for those that are troubled, that they may, might have life, that they may turn from who they are. I've come to cleanse them. I've come, you know, to wash them clean. That's why he came for us. So they were trying to trap him into saying something they could use against him, but Jesus stooped down and wrote in the dust with his finger. Go ahead. They kept demanding an answer, so he stood up again and said, all right, but let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone. Praise the Lord. They are even accusing her and bringing only her. They've all sinned. Why? Because a woman cannot commit adultery by herself. So everyone that has brought only her, that is injustice. Praise the Lord. So they've all sinned. So maybe if they cast the stone would have hit them. Hallelujah. They took her to the wrong person. That God will visit us in the name of Jesus. You know, I'm sure the woman would have been so overwhelmed. She would have been confused. Because they would have killed her if not that she had an encounter with Jesus. When the accusers heard it, they slipped away one by one, beginning with the oldest. until only Jesus was left in the middle of the crowd with the woman. Then Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, "Where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you?" "No, Lord," she said, and Jesus said, "Neither do I. Go and sin no more." Jesus told her, "Go and sin no more." From that day, she changed. Hallelujah. Say, "Go and sin no more." Hallelujah. Let's read the book of Acts, Malachi 4, verse 2. Malachi 4, verse 2. I want to let us know we can call him through praise, we can worship, we can come by faith, and also we can have an encounter. God can push us. You don't know what was going through that woman's mind at that time. In times of trouble, you'll be confused and, you know, you'll be saying whatever you want to say. You know, when a woman wants to give birth, she says a lot of things. You know, she cries. Tears doesn't even come out, but she cries and yells. But when the baby comes, that's the end of that pain. Praise the Lord. Malachi 4 to say, "But for you, you won't fear my name." Praise the Lord. "For you won't fear my name." We're not talking about the fear of, "Oh, I don't want to call the name. I'm afraid. Maybe we kill me." No, that's not what we're talking about. Reverencing that name. Acknowledging that that name is powerful. Acknowledging that there is power in the name. Acknowledging that the name is a strong tower. That when I run in praise, when I run in pray, when I run in worship, when I run in by faith, I am shielded and I am delivered. Hallelujah. That's what it's saying. "But for you who fear my name, that I will be delivered. The Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings." Malachi 4:2 say, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free." Hallelujah. You will go free from that sickness. You will go free from that problem. You will go free from that storm in the name of Jesus. Leaping with joy like calves let out to pasture. You know, calves let out to pasture. That would be our portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want us to rise on our feet and just, you know, when I look at this, it's like, "For you hear my name." This morning, do you believe in that name?
Yeah.
Are you convicted in your spirit that he is the I am that I am? Are you convicted in your spirit that he is the great I am? Are you convicted in your spirit that he came and died for us? That he has overcome for me? Hallelujah. The Bible says that the Son of Man will rise with healing in his wings. And you will go free, leaping with joy. We are going to pray this morning that we are going to live with joy in the name of as many. First, I want to ask, if you have not given your life to Christ, can you just raise your hand and let's pray? Somebody will say, "Oh, I don't want somebody to see me and say that I've not given my life to Christ." Jesus Christ died in the open. They made an open show of him, spitting on him. Hallelujah. Spitting on him. Will you suffer in sin and die when you can give your life to Christ and enjoy eternity? Or you have giving your life to Christ, but you're still struggling. You're still struggling. You're still struggling with sin. Because when we look at the woman that was caught in adultery, she had that problem. But Jesus came and destroyed that barrier that would have taken her life. Jesus did not just save her life, but deliver her from that spirit of adultery. He said, go and sin no more. God has the power to do anything. The name of Jesus is available for us. God, Jesus has overcome for us. If you want to give your life, you can raise your hands and I'm going to pray with you. And if you want to rededicate your life, I'm going to pray with you. Before we pray this prayer, hallelujah. We are going to pray. Okay, I don't see any hand up, even online. I can't see those online. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. I want you to put that Malachi 4 verse 2. Malachi 4 verse 2. We are going to pray that Father, the Lord shall arise and set us free from every storm that is stopping us from enjoying our lives. Let's begin to open our mouth and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, Father, arise on our behalf this morning and deliver us from every storms of life that is standing between us, O Lord, and our joy, that is standing between us, O Lord, and our breakthrough, in the name of you. Begin to open your mouth and pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Arise on my behalf, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And destroy every storm, every barrier that is between me, O Lord, and my joy, O Lord. That is between me, O Lord, and my breakthrough, in the name of Jesus. You know, the Bible says that they were left, you know, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves let out of pasture. We are going to pray that every barrier between us and our sustenance, Father, in the name of Jesus, destroy in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. That's what it says in Psalm 23. We shall lie down in green pasture in the name of Jesus. We shall not lack any good thing. Begin to open your mouth and pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. I shall not lack any good thing in the name of Jesus. I shall not lack any good thing in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth and pray, Father, Lord, you will make me, O Lord, to lie down in green pasture in the name of Jesus. I will not lie down in tongues in the name of Jesus. I will not lie down in tongues in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, another way that we can call on the name of the Lord is by holding on to his word, trusting in his word. You know, David said in Psalm 119, verse 11, said, thy word, we're going to read 16 to 11, said, thy word have I hidden, that I might not what sin against thee. Because what? Your word is life. Hallelujah. He said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy status. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimony as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precept and have respect on thy ways. I will delight myself in thy status. I will not forget thy word. Why? Because our breakthrough lies in the word of God. Our success lies in the word of God. Hallelujah. I want us to pray this morning concerning our lives. I don't know how many of us can stand and say, God, you have been faithful. even in my unfaithfulness. You have been faithful even in my unfaithfulness. We are going to pray this morning that the Lord will help us to trust in His word like never before. Because we need that. Begin to open your mouth and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, help me, O Lord, to trust you. Help me, O Lord, to abide in your word. Help me, O Lord, to do according to your word in the name of Jesus. Because my success lies in your word. Because my breakthrough lies in your word. Hallelujah. Begin to thank him. Begin to give him all the glory. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous will run in and they'll be saved. We are shielded as children of God. Each time we worship, the Lord builds a tower around us that evil cannot come in. He builds a tower around us that shields us from the evil to come. He builds a tower around us that delivers us from storms, that delivers us from shame, that delivers us from pain, that delivers us from sickness. Let's begin to thank him. Let's begin to give him all the glory. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In the name of Jesus. I'll just pray this last prayer. Father, we have heard your word. Help us to trust in you like never before in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.